feature, Volunteering for Guide Dogs, by Royal Appointment. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes.
Volunteering for Guide Dogs, by Royal Appointment. Earlier this year, three of our wonderful volunteers attended His Majesty's Garden Party at the Palace of Holyrood House, Edinburgh. The Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh invited three volunteers and their guests to represent guide dogs. Catriona Rose, Jim Grunderson and Pauline Duff were nominated to attend by their volunteer managers. Listen on to hear their stories, learn more about how volunteers make everything we do possible, and find out how you can join our volunteering community. Included here is a photograph of the King and Queen with the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh, attending a garden party at the Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh. Jim Grunderson. You may remember Jim from the Spring-Summer 2024 edition of Forward. As one of our collection box repairers, he has refurbished more than 140 life-size collection dog boxes at his home workshop in Livingston, Scotland. Since joining the Guide Dogs volunteer community 8 years ago, Jim and his family have also boarded 44 dogs. And he was unexpectedly reunited with one at the Royal Garden Party, in attendance with her owner. Along with his wife Mary and son Stephen, Jim is also a regular at local fundraising events in West Lothian and West Fife, and is particularly popular when he brings along a puppy or dog in training. Fundraising is vital to guide dogs. In 2023, we created 469 new guide dog partnerships and supported a total of 3,478 partnerships, and we rely on donations to make our life-changing work possible. Last year, our groups and community fundraising team raised over £7.1 million, and we couldn't have done it without volunteers like Jim, not only volunteering as a fundraiser, but restoring the old Tide collection boxes, which raise awareness of and funds for the work we do. If you would like to find out more about joining one of our fundraising groups, hosting your own event, or taking on a sponsored challenge, visit www.tinyurl.com/guidedogsfundraisinggroups. Included here is a photograph of Jim Grunderson painting a life-size guide dog collection box in his home workshop. Catriona Rose. Puppy raiser Catriona has been volunteering for guide dogs for 15 years. It all began when her 8-year-old son wanted a dog, but Catriona wasn't sure. Some 17 puppies later, she is still puppy raising and currently taking care of Flossie, a black German shepherd. Until recently, Catriona also supported her puppy development advisor by organising puppy fostering in her area, as well as providing support and advice to new puppy raisers as a mentor. Puppy raisers like Catriona provide a loving home for a future life changer for around a year before they enter their formal guide dog training. Catriona said, "A few of my favourite moments volunteering with guide dogs have been the arrival of my first pup, raising puppies who went on to become guide dog mums and then raising their puppies, fostering pups I have raised when their guide dog owner goes on holiday, and being invited to the Royal Garden Party was also a highlight." For more information about puppy raising, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/puppy-raising. Included here is a photograph of Catriona Rose attending the garden party. Pauline Duff. Many volunteers tell us that volunteering for guide dogs is addictive. They start with one role and before they know it, they are taking on more and more. But not many volunteers do as much as Pauline. She is a treasurer, collection box coordinator, fundraiser, speaker, speaker trainer, driver, puppy raiser and puppy fosterer. In between all this, she even finds time to make and sell her legendary tablet, a crumbly Scottish confectionery, at fundraising events, all while raising beautiful puppy Piper. Pauline said, "It was a real pleasure to be nominated and invited to the Royal Garden Party at Holyrood Palace this year. I was accompanied by Fiona McDermid, who, along with myself, volunteers with Guide Dog Southside Group. It was such a special day, getting the chance to dress up in all our finery and meet so many other volunteers from such a wide range of organisations. We got to see the King and Queen, as well as the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh. It was so well organised, and the tea and cakes were, as expected, gorgeous. Thank you, Guide Dogs, for giving me the opportunity to attend. If you are an existing volunteer who would like to follow in Pauline's footsteps and try a new role or two, contact the volunteering office via volunteer@guidedogs.org.uk or 0345 143 0191 and we will help find the right role for you. Included here is a photograph of Pauline Duff and Fiona McDermid at the garden party.